she neglects. Then, after getting up, there is breakfast. Autolycus of the Pall Mall Gazette may find heaven there, but I am differently constituted. There is, to begin with, the essence of the offence, the stuff that has to be eaten somehow. Then there is the paper. Unless it is the face of a fashionable beauty, I know of nothing more absolutely uninteresting than a morning paper. You always expect to find something in it, and never do. It wastes half my morning sometimes, going over and over the thing and trying to find out why they publish it. If I edited a daily, I think I should like to do like my father does when he writes to me.
"Things much the same," he writes. "The usual fussing about the curate's red socks."
A long letter for him. The rest margin. And, by the by, there are letters every morning at breakfast too. Now, I do not grumble about letters. You can read them instead of getting on with your breakfast. They are entertaining in a way, and you can tear them up at the end. And